Malcolm Jenkins wasn't out there yesterday. Is he going to go? What's happening with him?
He won't go today. He has a concussion. He's going through a concussion protocol right now. Yep, they did. You can talk to Malcolm about that.
Chip, how big a lift has it been for Sturgis to kick the way he's been the last few weeks?
Yeah, we've had a lot of confidence in him. I think when you look around the league, I'm not sure anybody's 100%, you know, I think. But when we watch him in training, we watch him in practice, he's really sound mechanically. So we felt, you know, in terms of our situation after losing a great one in Cody when he came in, I think he's done everything we've asked him to do. And when you watch kind of the kicks he's missed, there's some reasons for it. Snap, hold, some of those things that weren't always just Caleb. It's the whole operation. I think we've got that straightened out. But he's done a really nice job, and we've got a lot of confidence in him. And he hit a big one against Dallas. That 53-yarder was a huge one for us at that point in time.
He had a rough start. How about the fact that he was able to kind of...
Yeah, again, like I talked about, sometimes it's the whole operation. I think a lot of the blame sometimes just goes on the kicker. But, you know, if the snap isn't exactly where it needs to be, or if we don't get the laces out of the way, sometimes it's not always on the kicker. And I think we cleaned up some things in the operation aspect of it, and he's kicked the ball really well in the last couple of weeks. So.
Along those lines, last year, 10-6, a lot of it had to do with special teams early, particularly. You guys were exceptional. This year, not so much. What do you see?
I disagree. I think our special teams are playing very well. What I see right now is people aren't kicking the ball to us. So we haven't had returns because we've played some kickers that have kicked. I can't remember last time we took a ball out. You know, we took one out in the Saints game for a 40-yard gain, and then we didn't get any other after that. And I think people have kicked away from Darren. So Darren hasn't gotten an opportunity to get going from that standpoint, though. But I think our coverage has been pretty good, with it, except for the one on the kickoff return. But I think our punt coverage has been outstanding.
You had a block.
And we had a block way back in the Dallas game in game two, so...
Has the coaching change for the Dolphins been apparent anyway?
I think they played harder when Dan took over early in those first two games. You know, when you watch them against the Texans game, you know, in the Tennessee game, you know, and I think there's just been some subtle changes, but nothing really drastic when you look at what they were doing in the games before that happened.
I don't know how much you watched their offense, but maybe crossover watching some of the defense. But how much is Billy taken from here in some of the schemes?
I don't think very much. You know, I think Bill has his offense. It's probably more similar to what he was doing when he was at Virginia than what he was doing when he was here.
You previously said that you thought Odell Beckham Jr. was the best player in the draft. What did you think of his old teammate there, Jarvis Landry?
Yeah, we were high on Jarvis too. I think he's an outstanding receiver and done a really nice job. Catches the ball extremely well. Is a dynamic returner as well. Does a really good job on punt returns for them. But we were really high on him also.
How much has running two tight ends over the last couple of weeks helped ignite the running game and create balance on the offense in general?
I don't know if it has to do with running two tight ends. I just think a lot of times, and we get that question all the time, that we run certain things because it elicits certain things out of the defense. So what we're trying to get out of the defense is really kind of based on what they do. So you watch them, do they match, don't they match, and kind of how that matches up.
Is Jason Peters practicing?
Jason Peters will practice today.
What percentage of the time do they use Landry in the slot?
A lot. You know, they move him around because he's a versatile player, but, you know, he's primarily, you know, where he's most dangerous, I think, is in the slot.
How's Nelson coming along?
Nelson's good. You know, again, it's how does he progress through the whole week of training? He did good yesterday, and he'll go back out today, but he's somebody we have to monitor in terms of where he'll be. You know, he was good last week early, and then, you know, I think kind of the being out on the field kind of warmed down a little bit, but he was good yesterday, says he feels good today, so we'll see how that goes.
That's
a very admirable quality with Nelson, and we love him for it. But, you know, we have to kind of watch him with our eyes to be able to say where he is. But, you know, same thing. After he got injured, he said he was going to play that Monday. You know, that. But it's an awesome quality for him to have, but we got to be smart in terms of how we handle him.
Is Landry a threat on the run, on the ground, too? Do they kind of utilize him in that way as well?
Not really, no. I think he may have had a reverse or two, but not. I mean, it's not a. I don't think he has any. Doesn't have double digit carries or anything like that. I mean, they've got a real good back in Lamar Miller that they're running. That's the guy you got to really focus and concentrate on.
Chip, you know, last week, Coach Shermer said that DeMarco Murray wasn't as healthy at the beginning of the season as he is now. Could the same thing be said about Ertz too?
Well, I mean, Zach came off an injury, and I think what Sherman was talking about is DeMarco missed a game against the Jets, so obviously he missed a game for us, you know, early in the season. But obviously, Zach coming off that core muscle injury had an operation during preseason, and you know, really didn't get cleared until the Wednesday or Thursday or even Friday. I can't remember exactly what day it was of the Atlanta game. So I think Zach's just starting, you know, we mentioned that last week, is starting to get back kind of to where he was before the injury. So
last week Jordan Matthews said that if he was in Sam's shoes, he doesn't know how much he would trust himself after having a few of those drops. But how much does a game like Sunday help a really young receiver in confidence-wise, I guess?
I think that's a question for Jordan, but I think Sam has never not had confidence in Jordan. That's why he continues to throw the ball to him, nor do we. That's why we didn't, you know, we continue to play him. I think Jordan's a heck of a player. He's worked very hard at, you know, addressing, you know, a couple drops there. I thought he played a really good game against Dallas, and hopefully he can build upon that.
The Dolphins challenges to stand out.
Because he's a dual threat, I think it's a little bit different than facing like an Eli. You know what I mean? I mean, obviously Eli's so talented throwing the football, but you're focused on that part of him. You're not worried about Eli taking it, tucking it, and running on you. With Ryan, you have to. I mean, he actually played receiver before he was when he was biding his time. He went into Texas A&M as a quarterback, but then while their other starter was playing, they got him on the field because he was so athletic as a receiver. Then brought him back and continue to play him at quarterback. So the fact that he can do both, you got to be real conscious of where you are in the rush lanes. And they actually have design quarterback runs similar to play in Carolina with Cam. It's more like going in against a Cam than it is against going against an Eli.
So what quality do you think about Jordan Hicks around running as fast as he did?
What quality
I got? Jordan Hicks allowed him to hit the ground running as fast as he did this year.
You know, I've said it before, there's just a maturity to Jordan when you're around him. You know, the compliment I gave him is that he never acted like a rookie. He came in here, you know, with a mindset of, you know, not starry-eyed, like, hey, what's going on and where am I supposed to be? Where am I? You know, he just had a maturity to him, and you didn't know he was a rookie the way he kind of carried himself. He just, you know, was very purposeful in his work ethic and his preparation in terms of what he wanted to do. Didn't look at it and say, hey, we got D'Amico and Michael and Kiko and all these other guys. I'm never going to get on the field. He prepared like he was going to be on the field, and when he got his opportunity, he ran with it. So.
Mark Sanchez yesterday compared Hicks to Jordan Matthews last year. I mean, do you see some of the same traits and same qualities in those two guys and how they approach things in their rookie years?
I do. I mean, and Jordan's another guy that never acted like a rookie. I think Walter Thurman, when he got here in the offseason, was surprised that Jordan was a rookie because of how he carried himself. He said, I didn't know that guy was a rookie. He goes, like, he's only been here a year. I mean, the way he carries himself, they both act like veterans. There's a maturity to both those guys, both real smart guys, both really just kind of have everything in order, both on the field and off the field. So, and it shows in terms of their play. So, hi, Les. What do you got, buddy?
What's the setup at safety with Malcolm Jenkins not practicing?
Today? Maragos, who else plays safety? Walter Thurman. Whoever's in there, it's no big deal. I think he should be back tomorrow, so we're not concerned about that. So. Yeah, he's playing inside defensive tackle, playing the three technique for him. I think, yeah, you know, they're using him as an inside kid. He's obviously the guy we got to, you know, there's two guys. You got to know about him and you got to know about Vern. You know, they're two dynamic players, one on the edge and one inside, but using him in a similar manner, yeah. I don't. Be honest with you. I mean, he had seven sacks. He was playing at a really, really high level. It's obviously tough when anybody gets injured. But when you watch the tape of those games when he was playing, he was playing. He was outstanding. He was as good a pass rusher, I think, in the first seven games of the season as there was in the National Football League. So I would think they would lose him. They would miss him a little bit. Cameron was playing at a really, really high level, and it's an awful injury when you see it. You know, we've had one with D'Amico doing it, and it's just tough. But you respect players like that play so hard. That's one thing about Cameron Wake. When you turn film on, how hard he plays the game, there's a lot of respect there. But I think anytime you lose someone that's dynamic, there's going to be a little bit of a drop-off there.
Why do you think the running game, I mean, their run defense hasn't been as stout as what's doing there?
I haven't compared them to where they are in the past. And really, you know, our concentration has been on their last four games. And I think they've, you know, we have the utmost respect in terms of what they can do run defense-wise, so I don't know where they were coming from before. We haven't faced them before, so I don't have anything to compare it to what it used to be like. So.
Sam spoke to us about fundamentals he's been working on in practice. What do you see with him and Ryan Day behind the scenes?
I see them working on their fundamentals every day, just like every other position coach does with his players.
Is there any specific observation you've had?
No.
We talked about Sam and some of the other guys on offense coming in kind of like the second half of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, then you know that there's a chance that it struggles out of the gate or at least isn't well-oiled. How did you weigh that when you're making the decisions to make significant changes on offense, so short-term versus long-term, you're saying, I might struggle early, but ultimately think that it's worth it long-term? And I'm sure that was something that you were thinking about.
Just exactly like that. We may struggle early, but we're thinking long-term, so.
How about for the actual season? I mean, did you have the thought that maybe the season could be compromised because of?
No. I don't think our season's compromised. So.
Chip, with today being Veterans Day, how has your respect for the military influenced your coaching career?
Well, I think it should influence not just your coaching career, it should influence everybody's lives in terms of we're allowed to do what we do right now because of the men and women that made sacrifices to defend this country and what this country stands for. And I think not only them, I think it's their families also that, you know, the ultimate sacrifice a lot of them make in losing a loved one or having a loved one being stationed overseas while they're back here in the States. But I think we're all fortunate. It's a day like this, and it honestly, to me, I don't think it should be one day that we recognize the military in terms of the sacrifices they make, but it should be on a daily basis when you get an opportunity to just say thank you for what they do because they've done, made a choice in their lives to do something so that we're allowed to do this. So.
Ryan Matthews has averaged about 4.5 yards per carry after contact against the Cowboys. Why do you think he was so successful in that category?
Well, he's just a big physical runner, and I think you notice that on film, and one of the reasons we were attracted to him is his style of running, I think, fits in terms of what we want to get accomplished offensively. Both him and DeMarco are physical runners that, you know, the old adage, if the line can get us 2 yards, then the back can get us 2 yards, and then now we're 2nd and 6, and we're moving in the right direction. So fits in our model, big physical back, tough, hard-nosed runner, and doing a nice job for us.
Thank you.